Hey guys, welcome to the official Pretty Little Liars podcast. I'm Shay Mitchell and I play Emily Fields.
And I'm Lucy Hale, I play Aria Montgomery.
And I'm Ashley Benson playing Hannah Marin.
Okay, so we just finished watching The Homecoming Hangover. And so we found out about Toby's big secret, and you know, we deal with the aftermath of what happened at the homecoming dance. Mm-hmm. And like, oh my gosh, so much happened in the episode. I can't even, like,
crazy.
I don't even know where to begin. First of all, at the end, what happened at 106? We
hear you scream.
We don't know if
we can't find Emily.
Emily is,
we don't know
alive.
If she's hurt, alive, where she is. Yeah. We have no idea. So we're kind of like, we don't know where Toby is, we don't know where you are. It's just like, yeah, this whole thing.
But you know, we now know
that I'm
what
not dead.
Toby,
that Emily's not
well,
dead.
Well, yeah, and Toby's relationship with Jenna and, mm-hmm. and
crazy
and everything.
Stuff.
And so, yeah, I mean, I think it starts out, you're basically in bed this whole episode.
How
yeah,
was that? Fun?
How was that shooting in bed all day? What a hard job you have,
oh
Shay.
Oh my gosh, honestly, like, they couldn't get me out of bed. I didn't even need a double that yeah. day. I was like, I will just stay here, thank you. But you guys came to visit, Aria and Hannah, and mm-hmm, I also had right. a very interesting person come visit, which was Jenna. That was
wasn't there
creepy.
A dog? There was a dog.
Oh, we had a guy dog that
was
day.
Was he cute?
He was very cute, but his breath was very bad.
Did you Ew. Him?
And he was right next to my face.
What kind of dog was it?
It was a German Shepherd.
Oh, baby dog.
Mm-hmm. He was cute.
What happened with you in this episode, Hannah? Ashley? AKA Hannah?
I am dealing with Sean because in 106, when they announced King and Queen, I won Queen.
You bail.
But obviously. I'm doing my investigating, so I bailed right as they called my name, trying to get Toby's file for you guys and
right.
see what he's all about to warn Emily.
Oh,
and,
what a good friend.
I know. So I'm in hot water with him right now because he is just done with all the secrets that we have and, like, always ditching him. And
Sean sends me flowers.
Yeah, what
in
the
episode, which was...
What the heck?
Sean... sends me flowers.
That's a little weird.
It's awkward. You know, in the books, Aria dates Sean, but
right.
I guess they didn't want to yeah. like, have the girls, like, separate in the show. Like,
that
would have
been fun.
All...
I was in yeah. the books, like, we get a huge, Mr. like, cat fight.
Yes. Yes.
I wanted that so bad. I was like, yeah, Sean's
no.
coming on. We're going to get in a huge cat fight.
Literally, in, like, three of the books, Aria and Hannah hate each other.
Yeah. And we literally, like, hate each other and, like, get in a huge fight.
Yeah.
I wanted to do that so bad.
We could do it well, too. But is this episode we get introduced to Lucas?
Yeah.
Oh, he's Lil a
Lucas.
Hermie.
So Hermie, as Allison called him, comes in on this episode. He was in episode 106 as well, but
oh.
he's now, like, talking to me, and we kind of formed a relationship in 106, and I'm kind of seeing that he has a little crush on Hannah.
Oh.
So she doesn't really know what to do, you know? So she's trying to, like, feel that out, and... When she was, you know, chubbier and, like, kind of the outcast, that was who she kind of hung out with. And so she feels for him because now that she's so popular, she doesn't feel that it's right to leave him out because she was him 2 years ago. So.
Exactly. And I'm sure you guys noticed we had a special guest on this week's episode.
Sarah Shepherd! Who is obviously the author of the books.
Yep.
Well, anyway, I'll explain what happens with Aria, and then that's where Sarah Shepherd comes in. But basically... at the end of 106, at the homecoming dance, me and Mr. Fitz are not on good terms, you know. We're arguing, and I come to school the next day in 107, and he's gone, and there's a sub. So I think he's just, you know, avoiding me and you know, just trying to stay away from the situation. Then I later find out that he may be moving to New York. And anyway, my sub is Sarah Shepherd, and it was really awesome working with her. I don't know, you guys didn't. It was just Sarah and I in a scene. She was a natural. It was fun.
She's such
time.
A sweetheart. She came yeah. to set when I was filming with Nia Peoples and Bryce, who plays Darren. And her and her husband just came and watched, and she was just like the sweetest person
mm-hmm.
ever.
She's
so sweet. And then we had an event with her that weekend, and we
yeah.
spent like all Saturday with her, and she couldn't be more down to earth. She's
mm-hmm.
so cool.
Oh, and this episode, at the end, there's this, like, infamous file that carries all the secrets about Toby, and it's Spencer, Hannah, and Aria go out, you know, and they're just like, I'm getting rid of this, like, this is, ruining our lives.
Yeah.
You know, and Troyan and Hannah get at it, and I'm just like, you guys are ridiculous. And so I just throw the file in the river, like, not thinking anything of it, you know, like, we're moving on. It's gone. Don't worry about it. And then as I'm walking to the car, I get a text from Emily that says, whatever you do, do not ruin that file.
And then I'm in hot water because I'm the one who stole it from the nurse's office. So it's like, everything that I do is wrong. I always get caught with everything.
We're bad girls.
Yeah. We're all bad. We filmed that scene where we throw the file in the water in the back lot again in that jungle. Oh my gosh.
I'm so happy.
It actually didn't, I mean, it took like 6-7 hours, but it didn't feel like it.
Literally the longest scene ever.
Yeah.
But you know why?
Because I was in bed. Sorry.
We had a lot of prop usage. Actually, yeah. We didn't. It was one prop.
File.
Stupid file. I love the file now because we got it perfectly. It's going to be great. But I was just so frustrated because I had to, like, we did, like, all these crazy camera angles and I had to throw it up and I just wasn't hitting the mark and we ran out of files. Props was, like,
blow drying the papers.
It was, like, insane. But I think it's going to look really cool.
It's going to look amazing. Dana Gonzalez is our DP and he's just
director
phenomenal.
He makes us look good.
All those crazy, like in episode 104, the shot we're in the woods at the very end of the episode and the camera, the crane comes down with the camera. He just does like the best shots and that's kind of like how the file thing is going to look. Just really, really cool. Episode 108 coming up is Please Do Talk About Me When I'm Gone. That was a very cool episode. We got introduced to a new character, Jason. Yeah.
Jason DeLaurentis, who is obviously Allison's older brother. And, you know, in this episode, we're preparing for this memorial, you know, this idea to honor Allison and a place where people can go and remember her. And so it's about the huge memorial and putting up the bench and the tiles and everything. And Jason comes into town to sort of help us. And I think we're just all sort of taken back by it. He's like a completely different person. Cause I think we all remembered him as like the punk kid down the hall, like making terrible decisions. And he walks in like he's the next president of the United States. Like it's crazy. And Spencer really gets to know Jason more than the three of us, you know?
When we're all trying to plan, you know, her memorial and the ceremony, Jason comes in and kind of redoes the entire list of like, everything that we're doing. And
it's his world and we're just...
Whatever he says goes. Yeah. And he actually has a very surprising guest speak at the memorial. So I'm very anxious for you guys to see who it is.
It
blew our minds.
So another little teaser for next week's episode 108, Please Do Talk About Me When I'm Gone. Emily goes on a little date with somebody special. There's many people that could be, but you'll have to tune in next week to find out what happens. Gets crazy.
You guys should tune in to ABC Family on Tuesday, July 27th at 8 p.m. for our next episode of Pretty Little Liars, which is titled Please Do Talk About Me Now.